Rabbi, so before we begin, just two short announcements. First of all, two or three. First of all, I have time constraints. Based on my time constraints, it's very hard for me to write notes. When I was younger, I used to write so much notes. I almost would write and write and write, and I have lots and lots of my old notes. But a lot of my things that we're learning now are new. They're fresh. They're from last night. It's very hard for me to take notes. I'm kind of relying a little bit on the Talmidim, which I'm not sure is always so wise. I don't really have much notes from last time we learned Baba Metzia, and as I mentioned many times to Rebelli, and I don't know if I can say it, I mean, it's very very frustrating for me not to have notes. I know that I spent hours. I know, like, I tore apart the sugya, and I don't have it, and it almost makes it hard for me to even, like, learn the sugya again. I feel like without the notes, it makes it very difficult. So I'm asking if there's anyone here that would like. The truth is that the recordings are good. If I would be able to have them, I relied on the recordings also, but I don't have any recordings. I don't have any notes. I don't have anything from when we started the yeshiva. I stopped taking notes. When I used to be in the Mir Yeshiva and I was saying shir, I had enough time to write my own notes. So from the last, the old raid, so I have a little bit, but the old Anayir Zachin, that I'm a little bit bare, and it's very frustrating for me. So if anyone wants to help out with that, particularly with what we've done up until now, for example, Laser was doing a lot of it, but if you have any of the shirim, and we can put them in order that I could have all of them, it would be a very big help for next time. Beis Hashem and Siyat Lishmaya. There was numerous Rosh Yeshiva that relied on their tapes that mysteriously disappeared. As a matter of fact, if you look in the front of Rav Gustman Sefer and Baba Metzia, so there's a big psak about someone who stole the recordings. Rav Gustman had tons of recordings that just disappeared. Someone mysteriously, and there's a whole fight over the kitzer. So it's something that a person needs Yat Shemaya to be able to retain recordings, but hopefully we'll be able to do that. That's the first thing. So if anyone wants to help, if you could please come forward, I appreciate it. Number two is something we mentioned before, and I want to mention again. Rabbi said when we're learning over here, it's very important for a person to be able to take notes. We quote the Rosh Yeshiva Zalazayin Gezunt Reb Meir Stern said, even if you're going to throw your notes out, just to write it down itself makes clarity whether you're writing it while we're doing it together, you're writing it afterwards. Writing something down crystallizes it and it makes it really clear for you. A person has to take notes. Without that, so then it's just it's not real. It's fleeting, it's momentary. So therefore I'm asking everyone to please put the pen to paper, and we should be able to. The other thing is that just on an observation on Eilam Metzias, as we mentioned before, Eilam Metzias is different than Shnayim Ochsin. My observation for Eilam Metzias is that I think that the way a person has to do Eilam Metzias is Eilam Metzias is more of a cheshbin sugya than Shnayim Ochsin. Shnayim Ochsin is lamdas. Shnayim Ochsin, every line is like a new shtickle Torah. There's a new raid. There's lots of Eilam Metzias. There's a lot of cheshbinus. You have to halk up with what's going on in all the different sugyas. But it takes what the Eilam Metzias takes is it takes a lot of chazara, tremendous amount of chazara. When I was a bacher, so I said this over a few times. So my rebbeim didn't give out my arbekoymes. One of my rebbeim, his name is Reb Leibel Resnick, he should be well. So he didn't give out my arbekoymes. We'd ask him how many, you know, what are the arbekoymes for today? He would say, he always used to say all the time. I want you to do Gemara Shitoses 18 times. Or if you're in a better mood, I want you to do Gemara Shitoses 25 times. That was my mekaymes for the day. Right. So one time I was a little bit fresh, and I asked him what the mekaymes for today. He said, did you do the Gemara 20 times? I said, yes, I did. He said, great, do it another 20 times. That was my mekaymes for the day. And Lamaisa for Eil Matias is for sure that way. Just pounding the Gemara Shem Tosfos again and again, holding the Cheshbon, getting it clear. Those are the Ikar Maor Mekoyimus. We're going to give out more Maor Mekoyimus just in case a person says, look, I can't do the Gemara Shem Tosfos anymore, I just can't. So give me something else to do, we'll give it to you. But Be'etzem, what a person should be doing is making sure he has clear Gemara Shem Tosfos, and then you start feeling things that are coming out. Be'ez Hashem Asiyat Tashmaya. Let's get going. Eil Matias Shaloi, Ve'ilu Chayiv Lehachriz. These are the Matias that are his. Why they called Metzios? Because Metzia should be called Avedos. Why they called Metzios? Because Metzia is Asa Liyadei Mashma. Because Metzia is Mashma that it came to his hand. So therefore, it's only Shaloi when it comes to his hand. The emphasis is that the Din Chiyav Lahachris also could be only when it comes to his hand. That you have to know. Because Lamaisa, if a person sees a Metzia and doesn't pick it up, is he okay? Is he like absolved of his obligation? Absolutely not. The Torah says if you see a Metzia, you are not allowed to look away. Where does the Torah say that? What is the pasuk? Lo suchal lehisalem. One cannot look away from an aveda. Therefore, if you see the aveda, you have to pick it up. Reb Berkowitz once, when he was speaking halacha lemaisa shir, he said it's better to try not to look on the ground. You look on the ground, then you end up seeing things, and you might have to pick them up. So you should try to avoid it. The problem is you can't look because of shmiras tanayim. You just can't look over there. So you got to look up. I'm not sure what you're supposed to do, but he said, or don't like look too carefully at things. Like, oh, what's that? Is that a? Because then you're gonna have to pick it up. And it gets into all different types of shilas, and it's very hard to find the owner. I can't start upon him, but lemaisa, the chiyuv hashava could be only starts when you pick it up. There's an iser lo sucha l'shalim, but the mitzvah hashava, the chiyuv achroza, is only when he picks it up. Hashiv teshivim, it's a prat in the chiyuv hashava. Eilu mitzios, when you find it, when you pick it up, it's shaloi. Ve'elu chayiv lehachriz, eilu mitzios shaloi, matzapeiros mefuzarin, mois mefuzaris krichos b'shusar rabim, igulei dveilo, kikor shal nachtum, achroza shal dog, and chaticho shal basar, gizei tzemer l'kuchem mimidinasan. We're going to see all of them in Rashi, and it's a pishtan l'kshul shona shal akum, and eilu shaloi. 10 things over here that are mentioned. You have the first three, the next four, and the other three to break it down in order to remember them. These are all the things that Harei Eilu Shelo Devar Rav Meir. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Kol Sheish Boshinu has any type of discrepancy, anything different about it. Chayv Lachas, Ketzah Matzi Igel B'Soich Echeres has inside of it a shard of pottery. Kikor B'Soich Mois. Rabbi Shimon Ben Elazar Omer, Kol Klian Purya Ena Chayv Lachas. Let's see Rashi. Eilu Metzia Shaloi Matzah Peres Mufuzar Nesiyai Shabal Mehem Kiram Gemara VeHefker Hain. What a Pella Dikar Rashi. Rabbi say Pilei Ploim. Rashi is a Pella. Where does it say in the Gemara Kiram Gemara Nesiyai Shabal Mehem? Where does the Gemara say that Nesiyai Shabal? It says somewhere in the Gemara, Nesiyai Shua Bailam. You didn't say if you saw the Gemara yet. If you saw the Gemara, the Gemara doesn't say anywhere anything about Nesiyai Shua Bailam. What? The Gemara says, Efkui Mafkilu. The Gemara doesn't say it's Nesiyayish. Nesiyayish Abam Kiram Gemara, the Hefkarein. So it says, what?
Why shouldn't it be that way? It wouldn't be years.
What do the words Kiram and Gemara mean?
The Gemara
says that he was Nisyaish.
But if we just be talking about Hefker, then what's our Mishnah telling us? You know, Hefker is a very...
What are the words Kiram and Gemara mean? You're making Torah. Torah doesn't say that Torah, right? Kiram and Gemara sounds like it says it. Baruch ato adi nari kalahin and melech
haylam shahakom. Gemara later on?
The Gemara speaks about Yush and Pei. Peirois mefuzarois? Or by everything else?
He doesn't want to come back anymore.
The Gemara only speaks about Hefker. It doesn't speak about Yush. What is that? The Amar B'Gemara is like a big statement. You want to say, Nisya Yishu Abayel name, fine. But what does it mean, Kedamar B'Gemara? So going to Rameir Stern Shlita says, the Rashi learns synonymous for the word Yush is the word Hefker. What does the word Yush mean? Hefker. Hefker means Yush. It's the same word. So therefore, Kedam V'Gemara. Gemara says Hefker. Hefker means Yush. It's another word. You say potato, I say potato. It's all the same thing. Nisayi Shavayim V'Gemara. The Gemara says that it's Hefker. That's what Rameh. What?
So it said the opposite.
Good. Machan Ephraim brings a right from Rashi in Gittin, Rashi Gittin, Daf Lamed Ches Amud Aleph. It says, Rashi, Nisyayishu Miploi Ni Avdi. The Gemara says, A mafkir Avdo Ain Tzarech Get Shechro. It goes, the Brent Gemara is right from Lashon of Nisyayishti Miploi Ni Avdi. Says Rashi, Yush Lashon Hefkerhu. What does it mean, Yush Lashon Hefker? Says the Machan Ephraim. Rashi learns Yush is... It's another way of saying Hefker. It's a Lashon of Hefker. So that's the Pshat over here, the Chorah. Rashi says Nisyashi play Nisyashi Shabbat could Amar be Gemara because Gemara says Hefker, Hefker, and Yush, Yush is Lashon Hefker. It's still interesting what Rashi is saying of the Hefker Hain. It's like it says in the Gemara Hefker. It doesn't say Yush. It says Yush and it's Hefker. What's going on in the Rashi? So if you look in the Nemuke Yosef has a similar Rashi with one change, and maybe that's really what Rashi's Girsa is. You need a lot of achrayis to be able to change the gears in Rashi. But Niki Yosef says the following thing. Let's read this Rashi. Nisyayish Obayim Kiramir Gemara. We have vehefker hein. The Niki Yosef changes the vav to a dalid. Dehefker hein. And you would read it like this. Nisyayish Obayim Gemara Kama Kidamir Gemara Dehefker hein. The Gemara says that it's Hefker. Must be Nisyayish. That's the Bible where Miyayish. That's the way we read it. In other words, the way we have Rashi in front of us, Rashi seems to be saying the Bible where Miyayish, like it says in the Gemara. It says in the Gemara, the Bible where Miyayish. And what happens, they become Hefker. The Mukhi Yosef, if you look, now the Mukhi Yosef is not changing the Rashi. He has his own Pirish, but he very often borrows from Rashi. So he borrows and he like, there's a little adjustment. I don't know if that would be the right Kiyos in Rashi or not. I'll call upon him. It seems from over here. Either way, however you're going to read the Rashi exactly, Rashi holds Yush and Hefker go to Zaman. Yush and Hefker go together. Another Machne Ephraim says, Mavish, it's a Loshon Hefker. That Yush is a Loshon Hefker. We saw Toises in Baba Kama and Daf Samach. Hey, no, Samach Vav. Amen. Aleph, the Tosis on the bottom of Daf Samach Vavam and Aleph says that Yush Mikan, that Yush is not Hefker. Seems to be we got a Machlekas Rashi and Tosis if Yush is Hefker. The question is, and this is the question we should have asked, that how does Rashi say Yush is Hefker? And there's a few questions. I mean, Yush is learned from a Pasuk. If it's Hefker, what do you need a Pasuk for? And aside for that, that a person cannot be mafkir davreshena b'shusay, something has to be in your reshus to be mafkir. You can't be makna davreshena b'shusay, can't be makdish davreshena b'shusay, you can't be mafkir davreshena b'shusay. When is yishchal? When what happened to the object? You lost it. When you lost it, so how could you yish bichal? If yish is hefker, you can't be mafkir davreshena b'shusay. So how you miyash? What's going on over here? So.
How does
Rashi know that? So Rashi understands that it's not a real hefker because hefker needs amira, for example. It could be hefker needs amira, so therefore, it's if kuri mafker. Yeah, it could be. The pashtus says there wasn't amira. Maybe that's Rashi's makar. Could be. You hear what I'm saying? It's a good kasha. It's a very good kasha. So l'chayru the achronim say that maybe Rashi holds. Rashi doesn't mean that Yush is the mechanics of hefker. In other words, there's the mechanics, and then there's the outcome. We call it the maisa and the chalois, or the pu'ula, the poel yoitze, or the chalois, either one. Maybe Rashi is saying, Avada Yush, this is a different maisa, a hefker. But Yush the result is hefker. The hefker hain, it's a gevorin hefker. It's not that it's necessarily a pu'ulav. The shaila is that the Menachem Ephraim brings a raya from the Lashon, that Rashi says that Yush is a Lashon Hefker. Nisyashti plainly avdi, Rashi says in Gittin, and Rashi says it's Yush is Lashon Hefker. Lashon Hefker sounds like it's mamish, like you're doing a Hefker. We're not just result of Hefker. That's daf and vis, and that we'll see more, Bez Hashem. Let's siyata d'shmaya, let's keep going over here. So what does Rashi say? Rashi says, next Rashi, Mois mefuzaris hoil ve'ein lahem simen nikker, yushem yayish v'haviluhu hefker. Zehu tam kulam. There's numerous diukim over here in this Rashi. First of all, Rashi says, ho ve'ein lahem simen nikker. What about by Perus? Rashi by Perus mefuzaris doesn't say ein lahem simen nikker. Why over here does Rashi say ein lahem simen nikker? That's one diuk. The other diuk is Rashi says, zehu tam kulam. What does Rashi say before zehu tam kulam? That's another diuk. These two diukim are both addressed by the Perus Yosef, and he says a merdeka zach. He says that if you look in the Gemara, probably we also the Gemara. The Gemara says that the case of Peres Mufazaris is not a regular case. It's a case of Machnashta Debei Dari. Right? It's a special case. Machnashta Mashna Meidori is where he knows about it, right? So over there, the person left it there intentionally. So over there, even if it has a simen, the din would be allowed to keep it, because the fellow left it there purposely. That's why we have the question that Ramesh Breda asked, the Lechera, maybe it's a full-fledged hefker. If it would be a full-fledged hefker, it wouldn't really belong on our Mishnah either, Rabbi Schweitzer, right? Our Mishnah is Eilu Metziah Shalom. It's not a regular hefker, but it's a huge dika hefker, but Akoponim, it's something that he knows that he left it there. Right? So if it has a simen, because that's a special case of machnash de beidari, it's the threshing floor, and he left it there, doesn't want to go back, it's too much tircha, that's the case. Memela, it's even Yeshua Simen. And that's not tam kulam, that's not the tam for kulam, that's a special reason. Special din, by peiros mefuzaris, it's got its own din, it's got its own space over there, but by mois mefuzaris, it's because ein lam simen zeu tam kulam, because none of these other things have a simen. Why not? We're going to see. But that's the same din of mois as all the rest of them. Of a peiros mefuzaris has its own din. Is that clear? Got it? Says the person, yes, if that's why we'll understand why we start off with Peiros Mefuzaris and not with Mois Mefuzaris. Take a look. I would think you'd put all dry goods together. What are all dry goods? All the foods. Peiros, and then you have Krichois is food, is dry goods, Igulei Dveila, Kikor Shal Nachton. Put all the dry goods together. Why? We should start with the Mois Mefuzaris. After all, money is like, you know, it's the thing a person always got in his pocket. Why are we starting with Peiros, Mois, and then go to Krichois? It's the Chara Modna order. As I affect the Peiros, it says the Peiros, it will be this, it's half of a fella. The Pshat is, Peiros is all, its own din. It's not Tam Kulam. It's got to get its own space. So we put Peiros first, and then all the other ones that have the same lumdis all go together. Got it?
But the parashat comes out that hefker, you're saying it's mamela. I don't think chalais hefker happens to be mamela.
Huh?
According to the parashat, hefker doesn't have to be a chalais. Because Asha is the hefker.
We're going to see.
What about simen neker?
What?
What about simen neker? Why is that? Why do they specify simen neker?
Why does it say nicker? Elam simen nicker. I haven't figured that out yet. What David's asking is, why does Rashi say most of us hold elam simen nicker? What does it mean elam simen nicker? Elam simen. What does it mean elam simen nicker? It sounds like this epis of simen is just you can't. It's not a nicker dicka simen. I'm not sure what he's coming to. What Rashi's coming to stress with that? You know, Kleon Puria, how that plays in. I don't know. I hope that we'll figure it out one of these days. Okay, so that's what's going on over here. Vizehu tam kulam. Oh, there's another diak here which is interesting to me, which I was just thinking, I don't know if I'm right about this, is like, if you look at Rashi says, Nisyaishu Baila Mehem, Kedami Gomar Vehefker Hain. That's by Peirus. By Mois, Rashi says, Yushim Yayish Vehavelahu Hefker. Why does Rashi... It's just different sprachs. Yushim Yayish Vehavelahu Hefker. The first one Rashi says, Nisyaishu Habayla Mehem Vehefker Haim. Second one Rashi says, Yushim Yayish Vehavelahu Hefker.
Because by...
What's the difference between by Peirois, it's Hefker Hain. And over here by Mois, it's Havelahu Hefker.
By Paris is the Maisa. The Maisa is Hefker. By Paris, by Paris is the Maisa is Hefker. But by Mois is the Poel Yerza. The Maisa is Yerz, the Poel Yerza is Hefker.
So what Mordechai is suggesting is that the Paris Mufuzaris, it's Mamish a Maisa Hefker. It's a Maisa Hefker, like a full-fledged Hefker. And by Mois, it's not a Maisa Hefker, it's a Maisa Yish. It just ends up being Hefker. But if it's a Maisa Hefker, it's not Eilu Metziah Shalom, it's not a Metziah. He was Mafker it. It's not, sounds like this is also, even by Paris Mufuzaris, it somehow has to do with Yish. Somehow has to do with the regular din. What? What? I don't even know if that's called. I hear. Maybe then it's still a Metziah. It's not an Aveda. But it still belongs. Yeah. It's interesting. It would be interesting. Could be. We'll see. When we get to Machnash the Beidori, we'll see what's going on over there. There's some interesting Rishayim. Hopefully we'll figure it out. I just want to say one other Nakuda, which maybe has to do with it also, is that Machnash the Beidori, is the person giving up hope on it? Is that exactly what's happening? Or he's intentionally, he's leaving it? In other words, by Mois Mefuzaris, the Pshat is the Chayfetz is in a situation where the Bailam is Miyayish from it. by Perus Mefuzaris, the Chavetz is not in a situation the Bialim is Miayish for it. The Bialim decided to be Miayish. You know where it is, go get it. Why are you not getting it? I'm not interested. So it's Nisyayishu HaBailim Mehem. The Bialim proactively decided to be Miayish. It's not the pshat that I don't know where the Chavetz is, so the Yish just happened to me. Over here, the Bialim decided, I decided not, I know where it is, I can get it, I decided not to. What?
The gears of the Nukiyosim, which are very clear, the Hefker is who doesn't care about them.
Well, Yosef is saying that's how we know he was Miyayish, because if the Gemara is saying it's Hefker, it must be he was Miyayish. So he was Miyayish and it made Hefker. What I'm saying is his Yiyush was something that he decided to do. It was a conscious decision to be Miyayish. As opposed to by Peros, it wasn't that he decided to be Miyayish. The Yiyush kind of just happened on its own.
And that's not Yiyush then.
Sure, it could still
he
be Yiyush.
He decided to be Miyayish?
Yeah.
Yiyush, that's called just I don't care.
That's being Mafker.
So we have to see what is that full Hefker or not. That we'll see. We'll see.
If the Lashons are interchangeable, then why not full Hefker?
And a Hanami. If it's Mamish, the same thing, then it'll be a full Hefker. But if he didn't say that he's Miyayish, that he's Mafker, could be he can't be Mafker. Could be he has to have a Chalushem Aveda, and he has to somehow be Masalik his Das from it. It's a conscious Siluk Das. But a comment says Aveda, we're going to have to see. Rabbi Isai, hold for a second, okay? Do me a favor. It's going to take us a little while till we get to the sugya of Machnash de Beidori. In the meantime, that's what this Chilukim in the Lashonis of Rashi. Let's keep going. Kikarois says Rashi, Oimrim Ktanim, Kamo Ma'almim Alumim, Mitagaminim, Yushalmi, Nakrichin, Krichin. Last night I looked up the Yushalmi, I looked up all the Mefarshim on the Chumash over there. I don't see anyone say that they're Oimrim Ktanim. They say they're Oimrim, but they don't say they're Ktanim. How does Rashi know they're Oimrim Ktanim? Maybe they're Oimrim Gedoilim, Krichois, which is a Rabbin. Who said they're ketanim? Oh, so the Gemara later on says that lemaisa oimrim ketanim oimrim gedolim lechayra. The Gemara on daf chav beis amid beis on the bottom says oimrim gedolim are going to have a simon. How are they going to have a simon? So we have to see what's going on with and therefore the din would be that you can't keep them. Why would they have a simon? So the Gemara speaks about over there this concept called simon ha'asili doris, have a simon or loy have a simon, or makoim have a simon or loy have a simon. So the Gemara gives two options: either these krichos have a simon of makoim, which means their place is a simon, or they have a simon that you that's on that you could be stepped on. Now, if they're in rishus harabim, either way they could lose their simon. How do they lose their simon makoim? They get kicked around. So I know where I put it, but now it's not there anymore. How do they lose their simen if it's actual simen on the thing itself? They get stepped on. If they're interested in Rabban, they're going to get stepped on. They're going to lose their simen. So says Rashi, Lechor Rashi saying is that if they're gdolim, then first of all, they're not going to get kicked around. Why? They're too heavy, too big, they'll just stay in their place. Or someone won't kick them, they kick little things. Or... what? They'll be noticed. People won't kick them. Or, if they have a simon on them, so they're not going to get trampled. You don't trample on something that's big. You walk around it. So either way, if they're Oimrim Gedoilim, the din's going to be, even Rishus HaRabim, the din's going to be, you can't keep them. Only Oimrim Ketanim is the din. Yeah, what?
Tosha says it's talking about a regular, that there's you're able to... Yeah, the chashash is that you're going to kick it around.
Right.
So what's that telling you?
That's why they're ketanim. They have to be ketanim. If they're gedolim, that's why Rashi has to say ketanim, because if they're big gedolim, there'd be no chashash, you could kick it around.
So tomorrow, we're saying about the Tosha says that since they're heavy, so you know, maybe Rashi comes to a Tosha that says,
no,
they're heavy, so you know, they won't just fall.
Yeah, but even if they're heavy, they could be kicked. But if they're big, they can't be. That's what I have to say.
But Tosha says that they're big.
Because that's they're big.
Yeah, he has to say it's big because he says it's dafka derchinuach.
No, they're heavy, not big.
That goes together, no?
No. Yeah, we're going to see Tosha. Tosha says the krichos are heavy, therefore you're going to put them down. So even these krichos are over here, they're heavy. So I'm saying that they're heavy, but they're small. If they're big... So then you can't kick them, or you'll see them and you won't kick them. If they're small, even if they're heavy, you'll kick them, but and they'll move. Just I don't know exactly how far, but it'll be derech hinuch. Tosis just says because a person's not gonna fall from him without him knowing that he fell from him. That's the chur pshat. Tosis chayra zoydav zayin. Rabbi said all the mafarshim on the mishnayos all say that they're talking about imurim ketanim. You look in the Tosis Yomtif and the yachin.
It's not big, but it's
not heavy. Big, it's just heavy. It says it in the back. There you go. Okay, believe it. Let's keep going on this. Okay.
I can do this.
Let's keep going. Fine. So what does it say? Krichos Aimrim Ktanim Kamo Ma'almim Alumin Tagimin Misham Mechrin Krichin Bishus Arab Shakol Doshin Alaihu. Everyone steps on it. Vimhayu Simen Nikshar Alayim Hare Hey Nishchas. If there was a simen tied to it, it would get wiped off. The simen would get knocked off. Now, Rashi is saying that we're talking about Krichos Bishus Arab. He's explaining why Bishus Arab. Can you keep it? Because if there's a simen on it, the simen is going to get knocked off. That's what Rashi seems to say. Now, Lemaisa, there seems to be a machloik in the Gemara about this type of concept of simen ha'asi l'doris, have a simen or lo have a simen. A simen that a person is going to trample on, is it a simen or not? The Gemara speaks about this, and Lamaisa, we seem to paskin, it's a Gemara on Taf Chav Beis Amid Beis, as we mentioned, we seem to paskin simen ha'asi l'doris, have a simen. Simen ha'asi l'doris, have a simen. Frektum kiveiger and Tosis Rebbe Kiveiger. What is Rashi doing? Rashi's going shelo aliba de hilchasa. Rashi says if there's a simen, it's going to get destroyed. I we paskin simen asli dares have a simen. We paskin the simen doesn't get destroyed. Paskin someone's not going to be miyayish. What's going on in Rashi? We don't paskin this way. So some achroinim want to say Rashi argues on the rest of the poskim. Rashi paskins simen asli dares is loy have a simen. Could be. Others want to suggest, Pshat in Rashi, say for Yehuda Ya'alez brought down a saying, a klal in Rashi, we've said this klal before, that Rashi holds, that Rashi is mefarish the Mishnah often, just as the Pashat Pshat. Rashi is a mefarish. Rashi is just trying to get you through the Mishnah. When you see the Gemara, you're going to get into all of the lumdis and the raid and the cheshbonis. Rashi just wants you to read the Mishnah. What's the simple reading of the Mishnah? What's going on over here? Krichos b'shus harabim. Why is it that? So Rashi just tells you Pashat Pshat. In achanam it slowly b'delchasa. You'll often find Rashi ala Mishnah sheloi aliva de'elchasas. Says the Sefer Yehuda Ya'aleh, and therefore maybe Rashi's in achanam. He's just telling us Pashat Pshat. This is a klal you have to know. And Rashi's often Rashi. Mefarish the Mishnah, not like the Gemara. He's just trying to get you to read the Mishnah. When you get to the Gemara, you'll see the real Pshat. That's what he suggests, Pshat and Rashi. However, his problem is that if you look in the Bar Tanura, the Rav, which is a Mishnayis, the Bar Tanura who doesn't is on a Mishnah. There is no Gemara there. He's not waiting for you to see the Gemara. Why not? Because there's no Gemara, you're not learning Gemara, you're learning Mishnayos. He's always Mefarish, Aliba de Hilchasa, and the Bartanua brings Rashi. Lachor, the Bartanua should not bring Rashi. When Rashi's on a Gemara, we'll see the Gemara, you get there. I'm not worried, you know? So, right now, you'll learn the Pashim Shah in the Mishnah, okay? But on the Mishnayos, there is no Gemara in the Mishnayos. What's he doing? Azayfrek the Kasha.
It's
not Kasha in the Bartanura. But now we have to answer the Bartanura. Says, so perhaps you could say like this. It's a fascinating Prisha. It's brought down, the Prisha in Choshen Mishpat, that says the following thing. He says, when is there a machloikas? Simen asli doris, havi simen, or lo havi simen. That's a machloikas if there's a simen that is embedded in the chayfetz. It's a chelik of the chayfetz. It's part of the chayfetz. Then you have a machlekes of simen ha'asili daris, have a simen or loy have a simen. But what happens if there's something that's just resting on the chayfetz that can easily be removed from the chayfetz? Then everyone agrees, simen ha'asili daris is loy have a simen. Okay? What do we mean? Let's look at the Rashi again carefully. What's Rashi saying? Rashi says, what is simen nikshar aleihem? What does that mean? It's a simen that's tied to it. It means that it's not a chelek of the etzem krichos. There's something, a simen epis tied to the krichos. Then, Areza Nishchas says the prisha in Azah foul, in Azah case. So then everyone's going to agree. Because it's just going to get knocked off.
So the bartender is talking about?
And that's going to have to be what the bartender is talking
about. Taz doesn't hold that. Taz is clear.
No. Well, we'll have to see Taz's buzzer.
My question is going on for that
No, the machlokes. That's only the machlokes remaining. When we discuss siman asli daris, is talking about whether there's a siman that's embedded or integral is part of the etzem chayfetz, right? Not in the case when it's something mibachutz. That's why everyone's going to agree this siman is lo havi siman. That's what the Prisha says. Oh, so you have to see how it stems with the Gemara exactly. We leave that for now. Suck the Gemara vayit. Suck Rashi vayiter. Says Rashi, Shal nachtoim kikar shal nachtoim kol kikar sa nachtoim mishavin. Al kikar shabala bayis. Yes, behem simen. All the kikaros of nachtoimen are equal. Kikaros of balabais, yes, behem simen. Says the Rashash, it seems from Rashi, Rashi's understanding that all kikaros of the nachtoimen are the same. Kol kikaros nachtoim shoven, aval kikaros of balabais, yes, behem simen. They're all the same. And that's why you don't have to return it, because they're all the same. There's no simen on it. It doesn't have a simen. They're all the same. Kol kikaros of nachtoim shoven, they're all the same. That's what's Mashmin Rashi. In fact, the Rashash, if you look in the Mishnah in Demai, in Perikei, if I'm not mistaken, it's Mishnah Dalet. And over there, Mishnah Dalet. There it says the following thing. It's a machlekes in the Mishnah there. With Demai, someone has to take off Trumas and Maisus. And he is a distributor. Right? They call him a... What's it called? Oh yeah, but in Hebrew he was called a... I'm going to look it up again. It's exactly what the Rashash is here.
Amaret?
No. What? He is also an Amaret. This is also true. But no, there's a name for the distributor.
Demai is an Amaret, huh?
No, is there a Mishnah Brachas?
Sitan?
A Gemara Brachas. No. Gemara Brachas right there. The bottom. I'll tell you exactly what he's called. Got a Gemara Brachas. Nishnais and Demais in the back over here. I'll tell you exactly what he's called. Take him. Oh my, hold on a second. Palter. It's called a palter. A palter is a distributor of breads. Alokeach min apalter, meiser mikol tfus udfus. Divrei Rav Meir. You have to take meiser from every different shape of every different bread, each one on its own. Rav Meir says each one has to take its own meiser. Rav Yehuda Omer, me'achas alakol, you can take from one on, even though there's different shapes breads, you can take from one on all. Why is it that Rav Meir says you take from each shape bread, says the Rash over there? The Rash is the purist on the side of the Mishnayis, because the palter is a distributor of breads. He didn't bake the breads. He probably bought the breads from different people. And every shape bread he brought from a different baker, because every baker has different shaped breads.
Yeah, but each baker makes the same shape.
Every baker has different shape breads. Hold on a second. Every baker has different shape breads, says the Rashash. So you see that every baker has got his own bread. So why is Rashi saying? What Rashi says is, kol kikoros hanachtoim in shavin, all of the kikoros of the bakers are the same. What's going on? Rashash says, listen, I have a different teretz. I would have said a different pshat in the Mishnah. And listen, this is what I think you probably all understood. Look, if a person finds angel's bread somewhere in, like, on Rehov Rappaport or on Rehov Shmuel HaNavi, who did it drop from? He finds, like, one loaf of angel's bread. Do you think it dropped from Mr. Angel, or it dropped from someone who lives on Rehov Shmuel HaNavi walking back from the Makolet who probably dropped the bread? Who did it probably drop from? A random buyer. In all likelihood, it didn't fall from the Nachtoim. There's like hundreds of people, thousands of people walking around with breads from angels. So I don't know who it belongs to. So Enoch Hanami, there's angel's bread, there's Berman's bread, there's Lender's bread, there's Thomas English muffin bread, there's, everyone's got their own breads. But it doesn't mean that if I know where the bread was baked, doesn't mean I don't know who owns the bread. Abba says, Rashash, that's not what Rashi's saying. Rashi says, "Kol akikoros hanachtoimin shavin." All of the nachtoimin, all of the bakers bake bread the same. What? No nafkamina. Just nafkamina and pshat. So as I dachzach as pshat l'chayra, Rashi learns a different pshat on this Mishnah over here. As I mean, if you look in the mafarshim on the Mishnah, it's not the Rash, the other mafarshim. They say different pshat. They say it's phallus. Rashi disagrees. No, there's no such thing as like a lender's bread or an angel's bread or a Burmese bread. He says it's phallus. The Maisa, there are different shaped breads. There's holy bread. There's what are those things called? The regular rolls. There's croissants. There's baguettes. There's small baguettes, half baguettes, full baguettes. There's jabeta. I don't know if you know what that is. That's one-shaped bread. There's malawa. There's all different types of breads, right? All of the nachtayimim all bake all of them. But this fellow, who he is he's the paltar, so he knows where to get different breads from. So he gets his mini baguettes from Angels. He gets his pitas from Burmans. He gets his jabetas from Nachama. He gets all different shaped breads from different places, but technically they're all making the breads, but he's a distributor, so he chooses where to get his breads from. So you have to take Meiser in each one, not because that this person's bread is only he makes this bread, but he chose different breads from different places, and therefore take off Meiser. Chayra, that's the way Rashi's going to learn. And Achanami, all that time, they make the same breads. The person doesn't put a simen on his bread. If you take a look at the rolls from Nachama's and the rolls from it's a bakery in Bukhar and Shuk, I forgot what it's called. That's right by Michael. They all look the same.
Oh, right next to Ellie's.
I don't know who Ellie's is. Okay, let's keep going. That's not Bukhar and Shuk. Okay, let's keep going. Everybody say. Next Mishnah, Kuchim Medinasam says Rashi, Kemoy Shehem Guzuzois, Kishar Kol Gizas Hamedina Lafuki Abois Mibesa Uman Kedektani Seifa. Says Rashi that, what does it mean? It's called Magizei Tzemer, shearings of wool. Halukucha Mimidinasam. What does it mean, taken Mimidinasam? My entire life, I don't know how I missed this Rashi. My entire life, I thought I meant it's like taken from here as opposed to imported wool. You know, like wool from somewhere else. Lukucha Mimidinasam means taken from there. Their Medina is their country, as opposed to imported wool. Rashi's like, no, that's not what it means. I miss this Rashi, Rabbi said, it's terrible. Rashi says, "Kamoy shehem gezuzay." So what it means is, like they are. Lekuchem medinasa means they are as is wool. Kishar kol gizas haMedina, like everything else in the Medina. Lafuke, an exclusion of habois mi beis ha'uman kiriktani seifa. Something that comes from the house of a uman is a professional. Something that was treated. I think that means that pusta, something's treated. This wool sheared off of an animal, just plain regular wool sheared. And then there's wool that has been custom made. It's been treated. It's been tailored. That's a different type of wool. That wool already, there's a simon on the wool for what you how you treated the wool. As opposed to shearings, there's tons of shearings all over the place. So Kuchem Medinasam, Rashi says, doesn't mean that it was taken from that country. It's like the rest of the wool in the country. That's what it means. That's the Rashi learns. The Rosh learns differently. He says, Kuchem Medinasam doesn't mean the country at all. It doesn't mean that. It means, he says, the word Medinasam is Lashon of like, it's like taken out of its bundle. Medinasam is a bundle.
No,
bundle, as in like it's like tied, it's taken out of its tie. It's like usually what they do is when they shear wool, they put it all on like this big thing, and then this one is like this is a piece that came out. That's the way he learns it. It's the word medinasam is a little bit bizarre over here. So that's the way Tosafos Rush learns, and Rashi learns the way we said it just means regular, simple, standard wool. Medinasam means standard. Good word. Right. He's you know, he's contrasting it with the next Mishnah. Okay, that we'll have to see. It's a good horror. Let's see. Come to me tonight, okay? So what does he say over here? So that's what Rashi says. That's Gizeh Temel Kuchem and Dinasam. That's Rashi's Pshat. And Ishe Pishton, Rashi says, Rishta Belaz, Mekom Aizdenu Pofir, Loshen Shal Argumon, Temer Soruk, Moshuch Kimin Loshen, Vetzavu Argumon, Umetsuyen Heim. So this is bothering me. It's my own dik. It's just from this morning. Why is Rashi saying Metsuyen Heim? They're commonly found. Why does Rashi have to say this over here? I mean, this is not the first thing at all in our list. I mean, there's so many other things. Is our igule dvelo mitzuyin? Our chetichos emcharizin shel dagim mitzuyin?
Yeah.
So why is Rashi saying it over here?
Because this is. He says matzah igule says shel dvelo. Let you know that's the mitzuyin also.
Why does Rashi have to say over here that it's Mitsuyin? This is the 10th thing written in the Mishnah. He should have said before these things are Mitsuyin. Why is Rashi saying it over here?
Because the other things are Pasha.
Why is it not Pasha that this is Mitsuyin?
Because you just said Mitsuyin is different than
Pasha. Ah, so I think Pshat is like Karen says. I think perhaps Pshat's like this. Pshat's like this. Rashi said before, shearings of wool that are, what was the word you used?
Standard.
You can keep, but if they're not standard, if they're treated, if they're something, if you've done to them, then you can't keep them. Now the Gemara says, shearing tongues of wool, purple wool, you can keep. What's going on? You just said to me only standard wool, as opposed to not standard wool. As Moshe Preda pointed out, as opposed to not standard, this is not standard wool. This is tongues of purple wool. That's not standard. He says, Rashi, okay, but this is also Mitsuyin Hain. These things are, this is an exclusion to Anitse Pishna, which in Lashon Shal Argumon. Lashon Shal Argumon is also Mitsuyin Hain, even though this is also wool. Kenzan, that's Pishan Rashi. Let's keep going over here. Rashi says, Matzah Eagle, Shel Devela, Anpuria, Mefarash Begum. Okay, everybody, so we've got to do this Tosis. There is something so heavy in this Tosis at the bottom. We've got to get through it. It's very heavy. So let's get started. Tosis says, Eilam Etziyah Shalai, Krichas Bishasarai. Says Tosis. The beginning is Cheshvan. As Rabbi Tosis said, you're not holding the Cheshvan, but Metziyah is just going to, Eilam Etziyah is going to drip you dry. You've got to be holding in the Cheshvan. Here it goes. Krichas Davka Maflik Bein Rishasarai and Shasayachin. The only thing in the Mishnah that it makes this discrepancy between Rishasarai and Shasayachin is Krichas. Mishum de Lamanda Amr Simlas Lidoris, Havi Simon, Umakom, Havi Simon, Mari Hacha de Leka Simon. There can't be a Simon, because if there's a Simon, then you shouldn't be able to keep it. Umakom Nami lo have a Simon, because it's pretty just. Yeah. Mishus Arab Mishum diminished the fee, even though he holds Makom is a Simon over here. Mishus Arab is not going to work, because it gets kicked around. Ubishus Hayachid, Havi Simon, Havi Makom Simon, because it doesn't get kicked. Chayv Lahachas, that's what the other half of the Mishnah, which we saw on Thursday, the other half says that if you have Krichos, Mishus Hayachid, you do have to return it. Aye, if there's no Simon on it, what are you returning it? Where's the Simon? The answer is the Makom is the Simon. If the Makom is the Simon, why isn't that Simon Mishus Arab? The answer is Mishus Arab is going to get
rolled.
Kicked. Okay. Has to be that he found it. It must be that he found it where it is. Derech Hinuach means it was placed there. Why does it have to be that way? Why does it have to be Derech Hinuach? Because if it fell, so then Makom can't be a Simon. Why not? Like, if it fell, Makom can't be a Simon?
He doesn't know. He
doesn't know where it is. Makom can only be a Simon if he placed it there. So it's Mayri. The Ashkach Derech Hinuach. It was found that it was obviously placed there. The person that put it there. He put it there. It didn't just fall. Yeah. Therefore, the makom could be a simon. And still, Rosh Hashanah, the makom is not a simon. Why? Because even if he placed it there, it's not going to be there anymore. Why not? It's going to get kicked. The kikoros shel nachnam v'igulei tveila ein lam simon v'avishlo af v'shusayachid. They have to be talking about he found the derech nefila, because if there over there we said even Rosh Hashayachad the din is ainah shaloi, they have to be talking about derech nefila. Only kikaros to krichos to be said it's rishus dafka rishus harabim, but these other things are even Rosh Hashayachad. Why they don't have a simon? Must be derech nefila. Vim toimar am I nakud krichos the ashkach derech inuach tvei mishar da'iri derech nefila. Why is it that we're saying that krichos are dafka derech inuach It comes out, according to what Taisus is saying, the Cheshbon is that Krichas is only Derech Hinuach. That's why in Rosh HaYochid, the din is that you can't keep it because the Makom is a Simon. And the other things, even, that are only Derech Nefila. Why? Because if it would be Derech Hinuach, they would be a Simon in Rosh HaYochid, and by them, in Rosh HaYochid. So they must be Derech Nefila. So why is this one Derech Nefila from Derech Hinuach? Says Taisus, Yeish Loimar, the Krichas, Aydi the Yakiri, because they're heavy. Over here, Yakiri seems to mean they're heavy. Inun, they have it. They would never fall by accident. Taisa says these things don't fall. Ella kishoimid lafush miniach laaretz v'shacham sham. This is very important. We're going to get back to this, Rabbi. So I really want you to try to ingrain this into your memory. He's saying what happens over here is the krichos. He put them there. It has to be, because they don't fall, they're too heavy. When a person's walking and something heavy falls, he notices, wait, what just happened? Right? So obviously what happens is he put them there, and he forgot them there. Now, when we say forgot them there, when he left that place, did he know that they were there?
Yeah.
When he left, he didn't.
But when he left that place,
yeah.
Let me say it this way. When he left that place, did he know he was leaving them there?
Yes.
No.
Let's try again.
Once it fell off, he realized.
No. We're talking about when he put it there. Derech Hinuach.
Oh, okay.
Derech Hinuach. He put it there. Now he put it down and he left it there. When he left that place, did he know that they were, that he left them there?
No.
I think no. Does everyone agree no?
Yes. No.
Subconsciously?
Yeah, I didn't realize there was a
thing. If you asked him, are you leaving something behind? He'd be like,
when he goes,
you
back,
know, then he would know.
At the end,
what happens
he
is over here.
He doesn't know.
He's got something to do.
Not now.
And he wants to take off the things that are heavy, puts them down. He's got to go. He puts everything back on, and he left one thing behind him. I think that's the Pashup shot. Rashi says, look at this again. What does that mean? He forgot them there. Does he know when he's leaving that he's leaving them there? The answer, I believe, is
no.
In the case of Derech Hinuach, correct? This is very important. I want you to burn this in your memory because it's going to make a huge kasha. Okay, you ready? Keep going. But that's the hechatim. So that's the metzias. That's the norm, sisters. Kikaris shel balabayis yesh lam simin de balabatim regilim lasis simin de kikaris sehem. Balabayis make a simin de kikaris. Therefore, that does have a simin. Ulakach afilu brishus harabim chayv lahachus simin asli doras have a simin. Ziburim marius of peiros to have a makom simin. Apishus harabim karam lekama mishum to lo shayach bul the mishtefi. Person does not kick peiros. Why not?
I'm not sure.
Why not?
You don't pass. Bad luck.
Because I assume Ein Mavir and Ala Oichlin, the person doesn't kick them.
The person says that later.
Yeah, what?
I see cars
different. Well, what about mice? He's putting mice on Paris.
Well, over here, yeah. Okay, that we'll have to see. Good, okay. We'll see
what I say. Meantime.
No, because talking about the Makom is a Simon.
Now he's going back. It's a new part. It's a second part of Taisvis. It's a new part of Taisvis.
No. It was before that.
Before that.
Okay, let's keep going. V'im Taimer. Krichos Mishus Arab de Mari Derech Hinuach. Heich Loicham. Hamila Kamon Savik Hinuach Lo Yital. V'kol Shchen Vada Hinuach. How do you take them? If you know for sure there were placed there, Gemara later on says, it's, you find something, Savik Hinuach Lo Yital, you shouldn't take it. Over here we're saying, Harein Shaloi, you can take it. How can you say it? It's Vada Hinuach. It says, Toiz Di Yishlam Adahani, Mila Kishamat Mokum Mutzna Umishtamer. De Lo Yital. Im Ein Boi Simen. That's the answer. Rabbi Sai, I just want to make a diuk katan. Those of you that have been with us for a while, I think will appreciate the diuk. Those of you that haven't, I hope you learn to appreciate it. Which is as follows. If I was Tosfos, I think the Teretz is brilliant. I love the Teretz. But I would have stopped short. I would have written the following thing. Again, Tosfos kasha is, there's a klal, sofik hinuach lo yitol. And over here you're telling me, vada hinuach, you can take it. Doesn't make any sense. What's the answer? Tell me the answer to that question.
Hidden.
There's a difference between hidden and not hidden. If something is hidden, then you leave it. If it's not hidden, you could take it. Great. So the answer is v'yesh loimar. Tahani mili kishem motza b'mokom mutzno mishtamer d'lo yitol. Im ein by Simon. V'im yesh bo simen noitel umachris. What does that have to do with... Why is that important to us? Why is that relevant?
That's our case. That's
our case. Our case is not that. No. Again, Tois is asking, what's the difference between krichos, which is vadahi nuach, and safek nuach lo yito? Krichos you can take, this you can't take. The answer is, safek nuach is when it's mishtamer. Finished! And this is not mishtamer. End of story. I don't have to know more than that. You gotta give me more information? You wanna tell me what's the din if it's Yesh Boy Simon in a case of Safek Kinuach and Amakom Mishnah? What do I care? When I get there, I'll deal with that. Nothing to do with Tosfos. So I don't know why Tosfos is saying this line. And I don't have an answer for you yet. But I hope to get one. Okay, everybody, so we gotta get to the meat. We're not gonna finish it, we gotta get to them. The man Dom Simon has the door is Lo Havi Simon. Makonami lo have a simon. May be krichos sheyesh behem simon. According to my dharma, that simon los lidaris is lo have a simon. So the kach b'shus yochad machuz because in shus yochad it's not asli daris. The kikor shel nachtom shamash this and less lo simon. The kach af b'shus yochad arim shaloi because there's no simon. Kikor shel balabayis yesh lam simon chayv lachuz af b'shus rab dein asli daris mishum dein mevirin al oichlin. Here he says it. The kula mas nisan mayri bein b'derech nafil bein b'derech nuach and he's much happier with that. Nim toimer says a question. Krichos iderach nefila hi, and Cain in the yodea hecha naflu. But b'shus ayochad amaytzarach lahachris hamisyayish tsaver b'shus arabim nafal. Listen to this beautiful question of Tosfos. Rabbi said this is such a bomb. This is such a bomb over here. Tosfos says we have a case when the case of krichos that fell iderach nefila. So he says question on the second pshat. If you make the cheshbon, the first pshat is saying it's vera yinuach. Fine. This is derech nefila on the second pshat, so it's derech nefila. So he doesn't know where he dropped it. So if he dropped it in reshus hayochid, he should still be miyayish. Why? Because he doesn't know he dropped it in reshus hayochid. So therefore, he should think he dropped it in reshus harabim. So why is it that you? You have to be machrit l'chayra, it should be arayin shaloi, because he should be miyayish. He's miyayish because he doesn't know where he dropped it. This is kasha. This is where the bomb starts. It starts with the kivegim. We're only going to do this because we're late. Kivegim says, why is Tosfos being so pessimistic? Why is he being so pessimistic? If he dropped it, he's going to say, oh, I probably dropped it in Rishus HaRabim. I'm an optimistic fellow. When I drop something, I hope I dropped it in Rishus Hayochid because just Rishus Harabim, I'm not going to get it. Dropped it, where is it? Oh, I hope I dropped it in Rishus Hayochid. Why is Tosfos saying, the Gemara is automatically assuming that he dropped it in Rishus Harabim? Why is he assuming that? If anything, I would say the other way around. In the case when he dropped it in Rishus HaRabim, how can you keep it? He doesn't know where he dropped it. He's going to realize he dropped it. He's going to think he dropped it where? Rishus HaYochid. Is he going to be Miyayish? He's not going to be Miyayish. So, pum, fire, kerts, as you keep it. Good kasha, Tosfos. Just ask it the other direction. Don't ask me on Rishus HaYochid. You should be able to keep it. Ask me Rishus HaRabim. You should have to give it back. Why? Because he doesn't know where he dropped it. It's Kivegas kasha. And his teretz is a bomb. We're going to have to continue, Biz Hashem.